Christoph Waltz is an actor. He's in Django Unchained in the Three Musketeers movie that we watched.
Okay.
Oh.
Terrible, Sean.
It was horrible. I admit. It was so bad, no one even got it.
You're not at your level of punnery. You're several levels above us. We can't keep up.
He must have looked up puns in the library.
I looked up... Actually, I'll look up Punisher.
Okay. There you go. Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's see. What are we dealing with here?
Please don't tell me the Punisher uses puns to punish. Because...
Sean
Ginger
would
Snaps
win.
Already performs that function.
What you see, what is highlighted on the map all of a sudden, is just a series of mechanisms of gears and levers and portcullises throughout the library and kennels.
Did you say kennels?
Kennels.
Kennels.
We go back to Dominus.
Blam, blam, blam! He's like, and that's what.
And you are out of order. You're out of order.
You hear the crashing of glass from behind you.
Oh, I take a look.
You see what looks to be a pack of wolves made of words. Their running sounds like the ruffling of pages, and their howls like the crashing of glass on the floor.
So you want some of this, do you?
It's like a pack of words after you.
So where did they come from? Can I calculate where they maybe came from? Which way?
As you look around, you see gates and portcullises opening all around your section of the library. The whole black fog, and more of these wolves are coming out and surrounding you on all sides. The ceiling is starting to close itself off.
Oh, there's a ceiling?
There's becoming a ceiling now.
Oh, becoming a ceiling, there's okay.
Well, I guess the first thing I'm going to do is, I'm not going to let this slow me down, so...
Are you about to get involved in a war of words?
That looks like, yeah, sure. I'm going to see if they come closer, and if they come closer, I'm going to go boom.
Go boom?
Go boom.
Sounds like a head-on attack.
So well, okay. I was hoping to go goad him to get him closer and then explode and then hit them all. All right. Electricity.
Which is inside failure.
Well, I can draw another, and I will.
Oh, aether.
That's water.
Water. Outside failure.
All right, I will draw another, since that'll be my third.
Oh, you have all the fire, right?
Electricity. Yes. Oh, shit. I'm just going to have to... Oh, fuck, that's outside failure, isn't it?
Burn?
Inside failure. I might have to burn a fire.
Burn an 8.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and surge a fire.
Now the library is 3 fire.
3 fire, yeah. Pop that fire in there.
It's going to be a military academy by the time it's finished.
Yeah. They should have knew trouble was coming when the first place I went to was like the place where all the warrants and stuff were located to.
Yeah, it's just going to be filled with Warhammer fantasy novels.
I think that the section on like military history and warfare is just getting bigger and bigger every time he does this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's changing the budget of the Great Lunar Library.
Shit.
And the scary part is the new wing is named after him.
The Dominus wing. Methods of torturing Dominus. Dominus's weaknesses. Victims of Dominus.
You this week got to kill a man in 500,000 different ways.
Named Dominus.
Actually, 500,000. Yeah.
The number keeps 50,000.
Okay.
So, Dominus?
Yep, I've already said I explode. And...
Oh, you burn it.
Yeah, I burn the fire to get a success, complete success. Inside success.
The wolves catch fire, and they burn from head to toe, head to tail. And so do the walls above you. The ceiling collapses. Segments of flaming wood crash down on the ground beside you.
So this is something good that happens?
Yeah, you're not trapped.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
And you burninated everybody.
True. So, yeah, I'm going to go run through the porticos before they close and try to get to the center of this. That's it. It's the center. That's where all the power would be. It's in the center of the hub. I'm going to try to get my way to the center of the library.
You find yourself in a dank dungeon-type place with flagstones for walls. There's no books here, and there's tons of something on the floor. It looks like digested paper or something.
It's not in blood. Not that much. All right.
It goes on for a long, long while. You hear the sounds of crashing glass in the distance.
I follow that crashing glass.
You find more wolves.
Zalara. Okay.
Zalara.
Yes. I don't really know what to do. I'm going to use this new inverse power to make the horizon the plane of gravity and then extend my arms like wings and start flying around. Well, both of us will fly out and just see what we can see. See if there's anything interesting or any pattern we can discern.
Cool. You're an orbital satellite now.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Going, yeah, totally.
Can I instant message Zalara?
Yeah, is there a chat feature?
Yes, there's a function for it on the map.
Nice.
Okay.
It looks like Zalara flies through you, by the way. What the hell is that?
Okay, calling it up. Okay, so that thing that just flew past me was Zalara.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd find a way to contact her. Or no, to come in for a landing where I am.
You can put giant arrows in the sky pointing downwards.
Oh.
Map marker.
Bookmarker, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll just tap a few taps here and tap there, and just put a nice big arrow about over where I am.
Okay, well, if we see that, we'll float down to where it is and see what's up.
Yeah. The arrow kind of shows up as a display on a lot of the buildings and skyscrapers and shelves. It's kind of like a collection of arrows pointing to one point.
Okay.
You drop down and you see Ginger Snaps over at home, kind of like in deep concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Like over.
Okay. We'll go up and tap him on the shoulder. You called?
Ah!
Yeah. Ooh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you find out? What is this? This is...
Okay. Well, I got a tip that if you want to figure out where stuff is in this crazy place, we got to find tomes on pedestals. Now, these are the only two tomes that I'm able to open. One's for Jazz Halla. We already know all about that, as far as I know. But this one here is actually for the library, and it has a search function. So I searched around. And I found you, and I put a marker here so you could find me. And I think I know where the cornerstone is, or at least what section of the library it's in.
Oh, thank God. Okay, where is it?
Well, the reason we haven't been able to find it yet is because it's not connected via a book. It's down in the archives in the vaults, which is underground. So what we need to do is we need to find an elevator or a stairwell or something that leads to the underground area.
Hmm.
We also need to find Dominos. I would search for him again, but I'm kind of afraid of what I'd find.
Yeah, I saw something. I saw some commotion on the horizon. Like,
yeah, I saw explosions too.
That's
yeah,
not Dominos because it looked unpleasant.
So Zalara, you love Zalara or two Zalara?
What's that?
Zalara Blue Zalara.
Sorry.
How many Zalaras are you?
Two Zalaras. I can only do two Zalaras right now.
Okay, so there's two of you talking as you just now.
Yeah.
Or is the good one talking and the evil one is off to the side?
Kind of brooding and tapping her foot and being impatient, like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Stop gossiping, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I seem to be able to be able to use this tome thing. If I search for Dominos and tell him and figure out where he is, you could go get him. Meanwhile, I'll try to also find an entrance to the vaults.
Okay.
I've cracked tougher vaults than this.
Mm.
So you're going
I'm sure it'll be a snap for you.
I don't know. All this searching. I don't know, Zalara. All this searching is making me thirsty. Can you get me a Sprite?
Good one.
Okay, thank you. Mm. But yeah, I'll search for Dominos and we'll try to get him to come over here somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still in the library?
Mm. He is in an area in the substrate that is labeled Here Be Dragons, and he has three more exclamation marks added to his name. Dominos!
Yeesh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just surrounded by dogs again. So I'm not going to mess around here anymore because I'm on a mission. So I'm going to just start, if there's any books, even if they're blank, just take them and just start hurling them at these things and as I'm trying to get past them. Just force my way past them towards where I think is the center of the library.
You push your way past the dogs and their doggy droppings on the floor.
Little periods, question marks.
You enter a cavern, and in the middle of the cavern there's just a pile of pedestals that have been turned on their side, and they're golden pedestals. So it looks like a pile of gold. And then there's books scattered all throughout the pile and the room and everywhere. On top of that pile is a giant, it's like the idea of a dragon, less so of a dragon. It looks at you with eyes that look like the, eyes that look like the ends of scrolls. Yes, Sean?
No, I was just thinking, could it be made up of all the words from the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Yes!
Nice.
And the Hobbit and the Cimmerillion.
And the Ring and Sauron. Mm-hmm. When it opens its mouth, there's a fire brewing deep within there.
Yeah, I'm not too scared of fire. Yeah, I say, where's the cornerstone?
It opens its mouth, and there's a roar like the sound of molten gold pouring over a fire.
Hmm.
Do I see a cornerstone among all the gold? And the banjo music, is that coming from the dragon?
And the what?
The banjo music we were listening to at the very beginning. Is that still playing?
Or is banjo. That
banjo. You can't hear anything in this depth of the library.
Hmm.
Well, the cornerstone's not here.
What are you doing about the dragon that is about to burn your face off?
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yes.
Hmm.
Was that not clear? Did the rest of you get that idea?
Mm-hmm.
I guessed, yeah.
It was big.
Okay. It's just Jason. That's dense. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to. Obviously, I don't want him to burn me, so I'm going to have to teach him a lesson. And I'm going to use my inverse to avoid whatever fire he's going to pour, and use my living trap ability to kind of wrap around the tentacles to wrap around his face to close his mouth shut.
Oh. That's actually a cool way to use things.
Yeah.
All right, so...
What is that? What is that? That might be pacify an enemy or capture an enemy, redirect an enemy spike. All of those are water. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're doing is water.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to be good. I got an outside failure, and I ain't got a way to do it. I could surge, but I'm not spending another fire.
No.
So, I fail and something bad happens.
That's a superficial injury.
Okay. So I draw from the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And it is darkness, and I don't have a darkness ability.
Hmm. Okay. And the wolves come in from the door behind you.
So what happens, though? Like, what was the failure?
Hmm?
What was the failure?
You failed to dodge the blow? What actually happened that you got hurt?
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'm just like, superficial injury, 3 hit points. Okay, continue on. It's like, what actually happened?
In my head, something happened. What happened was that instead of wrapping your tentacles around the dragon, you basically jumped into his mouth as he was breathing fire.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a dominant strategy. Actually, yeah.
He snaps your tentacles.
Part of the plan!
And the fire throws you back onto the ground as the door is open behind you and the wolves come growling over your body.
Okay, so... I'm starting to get a feeling there is no actual boss here. Just a bunch of dragons and fucking dogs.
I'm on fire being bitten by wolves. I don't think there is a boss here, you know?
Zalara.
I'm trying to find Dominos, I guess.
This is not good. This is really not good. All the red exclamation points on the map are converging on Dominos right now.
Can you tell me, is there a way to, like, we're using this thing, tell me how to get there quickly?
Okay, right.
Pathfinding function or a...
Yeah, draft a route of some kind.
Yeah.
Let me check the button. Let me see if any of these buttons will work.
Like a goat?
The title of the location that he's in is called the Center of the Punisher.
Oh, that's the Punisher. Okay.
The Center of the Punisher. According to the search thing, the Punisher is the system that protects the library. It's automated as far as I can tell. I wonder if I can access it from here.
Samara, you know how to get to the seashells.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do. It's a numbering system. Yeah, so we'll go there and, So I guess we could probably find some kind of shortcut, like going through some books, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Like that.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
So what exactly are you doing for the shortcut?
Hmm?
What are you doing to find the shortcut? What exactly are you going to?
I'm not really clear on how the system works. I guess, like, going through other reference materials to get there quickly. Like cross-referencing. We're cross-referencing to get there quickly. That's what we're doing.
What are you cross-referencing?
I don't know. I don't know how the system works. Maybe Zalara does.
I
have no idea.
Well, I'm assuming that we're looking for a book simply titled Center of the Punisher and traveling through that.
Okay. Because I guess we're still in the library, so I guess we'll do that then.
Okay. Well, before we head there, is there any way for me to... divert some of the Punisher stuff away from Dominos or even turn it off? Not for, or is this purely a search thing?
It doesn't seem to be a control mechanism from here.
This is just an app. Okay, well, I don't know enough about the system to hack it. So yeah, I guess we just find a book. This is Sinner of the Punisher. We go there, and hopefully there's still enough of Dominus Prime left and enough of the library left for this to be worthwhile.
Yep.
Okay. You said you knew where the C books were. Lead on.
Okay, let's go.
You find your way back there. You already made that roll ages ago. You find book labeled Center of Punisher. You tap it. You walk through. You are in a dungeon, and a dragon is attacking an idiot.
Whoa. Okay. I guess, yeah, the two Zalaras look at, we look at each other.
I feel like that the explanation of my character was a little biased.
Some interpretation there, maybe.
Jason, you never know. There could be another dragon and another idiot down here.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe there's two of us.
No, there's three of us.
Four, right? No, three. Yeah.
I think you see a Cheshire smile high up in the darkness of the ceiling.
Right. Useless. Great.
Playing a banjo.
Playing a banjo.
Yes, exactly. That's where the banjo music was coming from. It was me all along.
It's funny though, because the one character who like is the most talkative is not here.
Okay. Zalara, am I crazy, or is that guy who's on fire being mauled by ward wolves the guy we're looking for?
Yep. So yeah, Zalara's springing to action now.
Yep.
Yeah, Dark Zalara jumps right in screaming, and then the other Zalara kind of follows, because, like, what else are you going to do?
So what is Dark Zalara doing?
Let's see, using...
More her, fire!
Yeah, using her firepower. I guess, the Light Zalara will use your acrobatic ability to try to wrestle the wolves off of Dominos, and then Dark Zalara will blast them with... Or firepower. Yeah.
Okay.
This is what happens when you leave Dominus alone. It's like so you knew something was going on the moment he didn't go in the same door as you.
For like, it's like 5 minutes. People stare at him.
I think the main thing here is getting Dominus to safety.
Okay.
So what would that be in the actions?
Well, actually, that's what we're doing. I'll change my action. It's the Suzalaras will jump up towards the wolves and use the banneret ability. Both of them will at the same time. Mm. Yeah, they'll both start glowing. These sigils appear over both of their bodies. One appears like with this blue light. The other is red with fire. She lets out the rallying cry in a strange language, and the light shines out. And that rallies allies, they can fight with more proficiency, and inspires fear in all of the enemies.
I'm going to go with Intimidate and Nether. That's a fire.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Light, that is...
Inside success.
Let's go with
success.
It. Yeah.
All right. You intimidate the wolves, and they back away from Domino's body, but now the dragon is turning his full attention to you.
Lovely.
Is there any weapons in the pile of gold and stuff around? Just, like, is there, like, a hoard of anything? A sword, a gun, anything? Doesn't matter what technology it is in this day and age.
It was just a pile of golden pillars. Like big pillars.
There's one tome nearby you that reads "Stakes used against historical vampires."
Historical vampires, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just gonna have to take a pillar, and that pillar is gonna have to go right up inside the head of that dragon. So, inverse to get my way up towards the face, and going to just take that pillar and slam it against that noggin of his.
That's a head-on attack. Fire.
Fire.
There's three fire in the deck, so it's pretty likely now.
Oh.
It's a fire. It is a fire.
Complete success. You knock the dragon. You knock the dragon's jaw right up through his head. His word fangs his word fangs impale his word head.
All right, he's a toad. He
slumps down defeated.
Wow.
Wow. Take two pillars and call us in the morning.
Yeah.
No. I was thinking about taking two, actually. I was, omnidextrous, but whatever.
God damn it, Sean!
It was awesome. I know.
Good, yeah.
Good morning.
I was working on something about mouthing off, but yeah, I don't know, I can't beat that.
I can't beat that, no.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So... is everybody calm right now? Everything's calm. Everything's good.
I think at this point, Edwina walks down from the ceiling, just walking down on air upside down. The big Cheshire cat grin. Oh, excellent. You found the pedestal room. I was looking for this, too. You defeated the Punisher, too.
How do you know all this?
I read a bit when I came here.
And I what's going on? How come everybody knows something I don't?
Angry Zolara's getting ticked. It's like, what were you doing, reading pop-up books while we were muscling around down here?
Well, I went around asking people what I should be reading, and they had some recommendations, and there was this wonderful novel. Anyways, the vaults. The vaults are where we should be going for something or other, and they should be in some tome here in the pedestal room. Got invaded by word monsters, you know?